In this talk, I want to share with you the general path of study that I take when I help my own students find and follow their bliss. So a couple times a year, I offer a private study group seminar called Bliss, and the goal of the study group is to help each student to find and come to clarity on what is their bliss, and then to go on a journey together to bring out all the rich detail of this bliss, to the point where you can start to concretely integrate it into your life, both immediately and then all throughout the rest of your life. It is a 3-month seminar program, and it's 100% online, so we have people participating from all over the world, across multiple time zones and diverse backgrounds and cultures, and it always ends up being an intense and powerful journey for the students and for me, and also just a ton of fun. And what's interesting that I want to share here is that the bliss journey and process, right, the path that we take, is really divided into 3 distinct phases. And that is what I want to share with you now so that you can get a sense for the actual method and how it actually unfolds over time. So in the first month, we focus very intensively on a core set of questions and exercises to uncover and bring into focus the pre-existing natural channels of your bliss. So things you like to do, why you like to do them, and potentially what they all have in common. We go very deep on this from a number of different angles, and by the end of the month, we come up with a super rich and detailed picture of what your personal inner lines of lifelong bliss really look like. It is a powerful and illuminating experience for everyone. And then in the second month, we take these naturally occurring patterns of bliss and then actively map them back up out of you and into the outside world and the rest of society. And this, in many ways, is the most critical phase of the entire process and cycle. So, for instance, we first look at where disruptions of your bliss may have happened, right? Things in the outside world and also inside your own mind that may have prevented you from following your bliss. And then also how your bliss relates to the life of the world around you, how it potentially helps others, whom it helps, why it helps, and why you'd even care, right? And then we even dive into what the shape of your bliss is, right? Does your bliss follow any existing forms and patterns in society or in the larger sweep of human history and culture? And in particular, we do a lot of work trying to match our bliss patterns to pre-existing mythic forms in society, so that you can start to get a powerful sense for how your own pattern might unfold, right, and what challenges and advantages you might encounter if you do then follow your bliss along the shape of its natural path. Because relating your bliss to the larger world around you is a huge missing piece of the puzzle for most people. And it's important because it is a deeply empowering thing to know that your bliss is not just some beneficial thing just for yourself, but to discover that for you to follow your bliss is a deeply needed thing by the rest of society as well, right? To discover, in the words of Frederick Buechner, where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet. And we really get deep into it from a number of different angles and have a wonderful time together. It is just incredible. And then finally, in the third month, we really come to the culmination of the study group where we pull it all together and develop a dual set of master blueprints for your life's bliss, which students then use to navigate all throughout the rest of their lives, and updating as you go, of course, but the basic structure and foundation will finally be in place. We also then go into different ways of thinking about how aggressively to go after your bliss, right? When do you know enough, right, to be able to take decisive action? How do you tell, right? We then also focus on what the ongoing cycle of the bliss practice will look like going forward, all throughout the rest of your life. Because bliss is not just a one-shot thing, right? Because life changes, circumstances change. So following your bliss will also become an ongoing discovery process around which you will change and grow. Different opportunities will come and go. And the practice of bliss in this sense is really to use the things you learn in the study group to guide you in your path through life and all the different decisions you will need to make at all different points all along the way. So this, in summary, is the path we take together in the Bliss Study Group Seminar. We start with the natural lines of bliss from deep within you and map them as they flow up out of you into the outside world, right? We look for where they're either resisted or supported and amplified, and then develop a lifelong blueprint for clearing the pathways for bliss to flow fully in your life. Now, if all this feels like it is pretty cool and you'd want to participate in it yourself, definitely let me know and we can let you know when the next session gets scheduled. But the thing is, regardless of how you take up the path of bliss, the most important thing to remember is that the path of bliss is real. It's not just some pretty language or fancy self-help fluffiness. The path is real. There is a method. There is a practice. And it's not hard. It's actually a ton of fun when you finally get into it. But if you want it, you have to do it. You have to take the first step because no one but you can fully uncover your life's true bliss and fulfill it. You have to consciously decide to bring this into your life, that it is worth your time and worth your effort to clear the channels of yourself and your life to fully let bliss flow. And the thing for me is for you to live a life where every day you are filled with bliss in your work and in your play and in all your relationships, and where the action of your bliss rains down blessings and bounty on the life of the world around you, this is my deepest wish for you. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next talk.